Generation Z, known as the first generation raised on the internet and often regarded as a generation that values their unique identity. A recent study from Axios and Generation Lab reveals Gen Z career attitudes are actually very similar to previous generations. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Axios business reporter Erica Pandy. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The Gen Z workforce is often described as entitled, unmotivated, or impractical. Did your findings from this study support this?
Yeah, so I want to talk a little bit about, you know, why we did this. And that was that there was this poll that Harris Poll did in 2019 that made a lot of waves because they asked a bunch of kids what they wanted to be when they grew up. And the top answer for U.S. kids was blogger or YouTuber. And it turned into this huge story. You know, people were saying 50 years ago when Neil Armstrong walked on the moon, kids wanted to become astronauts, and now they want to be influencers. But then we thought, okay, let's ask people who are actually, they're young, but they're kind of, you know, they're in college or just out of college, and they're actually picking their careers. And like you said, we found that a lot of those same careers that were dream careers that, you know, our parents told us that you should aspire to be this and that was, you know, what people wanted to be. The top answers were business person, doctor, engineer, coder. And so, you know, even though the creator economy seems to be ubiquitous, the majority of young people graduating college in their early 20s aren't picking influencer or blogger as their top career.
All right. Now, how did the pandemic change the way Gen Z workers are thinking about jobs and careers, or did this not touch on that?
I mean, so this particular study didn't, but there's so much to say on that too. I mean, like, we've done work with Generation Lab before showing that the generation that's the most against fully remote work is actually Gen Z, because they're craving this kind of in-person mentorship. They want to go into an office. They want to meet other young new grads, and they really don't want to move back in with mom and dad and start a new job from their living room. So I think the pandemic has pushed them to kind of want, you know, to agree with the CEOs who say, let's bring people back into offices. And they want to do these kind of hands-on careers. You know, you can't be a doctor from home. You can't be an engineer from home in many cases. And so I think they're really wanting that in-person work experience. And now with all these layoffs, especially in the tech industry, a lot of them are experiencing tumult that even their parents might have not experienced, and kind of some of them are being fired and they never have even been in an office at all. So it's a really tough time, and they're definitely not a lazy generation, because they're navigating some pretty interesting challenges, and they seem to be quite optimistic in doing so.
Well, that was my next question. How can they be optimistic? It's so turbulent, and every day it seems like, and especially here in the Bay Area, another tech company is laying off 6%, 15%, 7%. That's rough.
Absolutely. I think definitely rough, but I think they've got this sense of community that, you know, I'm a millennial. Millennials didn't have it. It's a much more isolating experience to lose your job than it seems now. I mean, they don't want to be influencers, but you've got influencers who are getting online and being super raw about having lost their jobs or having friends who have been laid off. And there's so much opportunity for Gen Z to build community around things like layoffs. And the people in Gen Z that I've talked to, you know, they're making friends with their coworkers who were laid off. They're going and commiserating at each other's homes and figuring out their next steps.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing the results of this new study. That is Axios business reporter Erica Pandy.